G'day guys, welcome back to another episode of the Inner City Hermit podcast. Another one for your week, I've been a little bit quiet lately. I went into that really fast. Ah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I've been a bit quiet lately this week. I was just really busy. I actually wasn't going to record this one today, but then I decided, you know what, I need to do it. I need to do it because if I don't do it, then I'm going to slack off. And then I think, it's kind of like a gym sesh. Like you feel really good after you do it. It's just a matter of getting your shit together so you do it. But yeah, I don't think it's been a busy week, but I'm tired. I'm super tired. And I think I'm super tired because of how hot it is. It is so ungodly hot. Like this weekend, I don't think I've ventured outside of the house maybe three times because it's so damn hot. And it just makes me feel gross. Like everything's so dry it's just gross. It's just a gross time. Like it's ugh. So I have made a conscious decision. I have been staying inside. I have been cranking the aircon. I think yesterday I did a lot of stuff in front of the TV. Really good. I think I need that too because it's just getting to that point in the year. And I've kind of spoken to a whole bunch of people around this just in that everyone's tired. Like literally everyone's tired. No matter what job you do, it doesn't matter. You get into like that November, you know, where how many weeks away from, you know, we're probably 6 weeks away from majority of people having those 2 weeks over Christmas, and just Christmas in itself is creeping up, and yeah, everyone kind of clocks off in December, but oh man, I'm just exhausted. Like even now my eyes are just droopy as, so I feel good, but I think we could probably all resonate the same thing with the heat. You know, it was like 34 degrees fucking yesterday, like ugh. And then, you know, obviously the smoke, because if you haven't noticed, the country's on fucking fire. So the smoke, like I look out now and I kind of relate it back to like, it's kind of like when I was in Thailand and I remember sitting in, this was fucking ages ago, mind you, this was about 10 years ago, but I just remember sitting in Bangkok and sitting in my hotel room that we were in. I just looked out and I was just like, there's so much smog, and you couldn't see like, probably couldn't see like 800, no, that's a big call. Probably couldn't see like 3 kilometers out, like past there. You could probably see like the horizon, but you know, I just keep looking out the window, but here we're so used to being able to see so clearly. Like you can literally see, if you're driving down the highway towards the Gold Coast, you can literally see like the hinterlands in the background. So not being able to do that is scary, really scary. And, you know, I'm not asthmatic or anything like that. I got bloody brilliant lungs, but I was running around the other day at school and I literally you couldn't even breathe. It was so So, you know, staying inside a lot lately. But yeah, man, the fires, that it's nuts. It's super crazy. Like it's, you know, you see, how do I explain it? It's like, you know how you see, like, it was kind of like when I was in the earthquake in Bali. Like, it wasn't a big earthquake, but you see it so much. Like, you see it, you know, in America, or you see it on the news, but you don't sort of think, you're like, oh, man, like, I'm so far away from everything. Like, there's no way anything like that would get near me. And then, you know, you get, like, it's literally just down the road. Like, I saw a video of Tangalooma. Like, Tangalooma is not that far away from Brisbane. Not that far away at all. Like, and then, you know, the coast is like a stone's throw away, and it's only a stone's throw from the coast. So, and I saw, I think it was an Instagram story. I honestly don't know whose Instagram story it was. It was on the Inner City Hermit account. So there's a lot of people I follow on there that I don't actually personally know. But, yeah, I just saw the person was on holidays. I don't know. Like there was probably a bunch of people there because it is like, you know, it's hot and it's a nice destination. But yeah, it said that they were, like their holiday was cut short because they had to evacuate because of the fires. And one of the things that they posted was them leaving like on a boat, and then just in the background, it just was just fucking, it looked like a scene from a movie. It was just like everything was burning down, and it's terrifying. It's so scary. Like, you know, you heard a lot about the fires in like Los Angeles and all that. And you're like, oh yeah. Like, okay, I don't know my news sources very well, but apparently the burning, like the scale of burning, is happening just as quickly, if not quicker, than that, you know. But that's so scary. Like, I even saw, I'll like kind of have a look at it now, but like I think the statistic was that it was like, hang on, Amazon fires compared to Australia. Yeah, I saw a statistic that, you know, we were burning, our fires were burning. Oh wow, it's still burning. Oh no, wait, that was from September. Anyway, yeah, but it's burning just as quick. If it's actually burning quicker and more land than the Amazon fires, like it's crazy. It's like, you know, it's nuts. And I think the worst bit. The worst bit is some of the fires are just being started by like fucking kids. Like, I think the last one was a 16 year old kid was charged for the fires, like some of the fires in Queensland, like, for fires. Oops. Here we go. Yeah. Like that's, yeah. Man charged after allegedly lighting a bushfire. 11 hours ago, a 51-year-old man has been charged after allegedly lighting a fire in Ebor. Where the fuck's Ebor? 80 kilometers northeast of Armidale in a backburning attempt to protect his cannabis crop. Oh, man. Bro, what the fuck? No. Oh, you idiot. Yeah, so there you go. There's a 51-year-old man charged. There was a 16-year-old like guy charged. Like, what the fuck? Why are we lighting fire? Like, I mean, it's a consistent argument between, you know, the lefties and the righties about how backburning should exist and how they're saying no, we shouldn't exist. But man, part of me is like, if we were burning off, you know, this stuff, would the fires really continue? I don't know. I don't know much enough about the topic to really have an opinion on it, but there's got to be like a middle ground that we can sort of, I don't know, abide by. There's got to be something. Like it's just hectic. It's really, it's scary. It's really scary. And the fact that it's coming closer and closer, and you know, as much as people want to be like, oh, well, the fires weren't started because of global warming. It's like, no shit, Sherlock. Like, but the fires are obviously not being put out, and there's a reason for them not being put out. It's because we can't fucking put it out because it's so fucking hot. No, but it's never been this hot, but it's always this hot. No, fuck you. It's not this hot. This is like, we're still in November. It's not even summer, and we're sitting in 35 degrees. Something's up. There's got to be something up. But, yeah, so, you know, if anyone's listening and you're affected by those fires, holy shit, I feel for you. I really, like, hang in there, man. It's fucked. But, you know, shout out to all the fireys. Like, you know, you can do whatever. Like, they're nuts. Like, they're honestly crazy to be doing that much work. Like, I heard that some of them are working 24 hours on and 12 hours off. Like, that's fucked. Like, 24 hours of fighting fires with 12 hours most likely sleeping and eating, and then straight back into another 24 hours. Like, fuck, man. Those are the people, those are like proper superheroes. So, you know, shout out to all the fireys. You guys are fucking amazing. You know, I think I go to gym with a fiery, and I'm always just like, dude, you're a nutcase. Like, the shit you do is amazing. But yeah, so it's scary. It's scary, and it's scary that it's happening on our doorstep, but it is happening. And these things, it's more and more prevalent nowadays. So it's a little bit worrying. But yeah, enough about that. Like, I mean, I could sit here and talk about it for like an hour about how scary it is and how shit it makes me feel. But that's not going to help anything. Being negative isn't going to help anything. And so, you know, I'm going to kick on with the other shit I had to talk about, because I do have a lot of shit to talk about. But yes, massively. If I don't know any charities or anything specifically, but I'm sure if you go on Facebook, like, don't have a coffee one day, that's $5. If 100 people don't have a coffee, that's, you know, $500. So just donate where you can or do something. You know, I gave $5 the other day to the koala sanctuary thing. It just popped up and I was like, fuck it, you know, $5 is nothing. Well, just take it. And yeah, so do your bit if you can. Yeah, anyway. But so maybe it's so hard to transition into that. How the fuck do you transition it from that? Oh shit. Anyway, so I started a bit of a tradition with my family because we're all over the place. You know, my brother's getting older. I'm obviously not at home. And mum and dad are busy at work. But we've kind of started this tradition that on Saturday mornings we go get coffee together, and it's so good. Like, you know, I think it's important to connect with your family or friends, or just having like a group like that is so good. But yeah, we started talking yesterday about just. I don't know. It's probably a testament to my sense of humor, because my family is fucking funny. I've got a fucking funny family. Like, the shit we talk about is, I think if anyone sat in on the conversations I have with my family, they would just be like, what is wrong with you people? But we were talking yesterday and we were just talking about like random stuff, mainly about like traveling and stuff like that. But we brought up like, I was talking about a watch. I got a watch for my birthday, but it's this was ages ago, mind you. But I never got it fitted to my wrist, and we got on the topic of watches, and we spoke about how when I went to the formal, I wore a watch. My school formal, I wore a watch, and the watch was from Bali, so it didn't work. It was gold. It looked fantastic, but the thing was fucking useless. It was. I remember someone asked me what the time was. I said, oh yeah, it was 9 o'clock once, but fucking, I don't know now. But yeah. And, I actually had a really good watch. So I bought this like Nike runner watch. I was year 12. I saved up for it. I was so excited by it. And then I bought it to, Bali with me, and the fucking thing stopped working. It just stopped. It was probably a battery issue, but whatever. And, my mum has this thing where she loves to try and help, and she thinks everybody is always going to help you. And, you know, when you're in Bali, that is not the case, because these people just want your money. Like, they're just working people. They work as hard as they can, and they just want your money. So I'm walking down the street. I can't remember. It was in Kuta somewhere. And we stop at this, I don't know. I'd say it's a market, and the guy brings out his fucking watches, and you're like, oh, sick. Yeah, cool, bro. Like, whatever. And then he grabs my watch, and Balinese people are so smart with this. They're such good salesmen. He taps on my watch, and then he says, oh, it's broken. I said, yeah, mate, it's fucked. It doesn't work. And my mum, being the technology and watch genius she is, she asks old mate, she goes, hey, you fucking hell, you work with watches. Do you think you could help? Do you think you could fucking, you know, fix this watch? And the guy, of course, because my mom's like, yeah, I'll give you money. And the guy's like, yeah, for like fucking $4 or whatever it is, they'll help me fix my watch. And so I was like, okay, sick. I'll fix my watch and I'll get it, whatever. You know, it can't be that hard to fix. Anyway, this guy proceeds to completely dismantle my watch. And when I say dismantle, I mean the thing is in 1,000 pieces. Like, there was things coming off my watch that I didn't even know existed on a watch. Like, I just watched, you ever seen something, you know, when you know someone doesn't know what they're doing, and you catch them out, you're like, you don't know what you're doing. Like, what are you doing? You don't know. What are you doing? What the fuck? So this guy starts dismantling the watch. And I thought, you know, like, This is fine. Look at it. He's got 1,000 watches in his bloody market. I'm sure old mate will be able to fix the bloody watch. And anyway, so this is the part where I knew that the watch was fucked. Like, this is the part. He goes, he's putting it together. So he's putting it back together. I got my watch on here so I can, so he's taking it apart and he looks at it and then he goes, he takes a big deep breath. He goes, and then he starts fiddling with it again. And at that point I'm like, oh, you know, he's probably just, you know, just checking out which piece needs to be changed. But then he turns around to his mate and he goes, you know, in whatever language it was, he goes, you know, turns around and he goes, I don't know what language, like, I don't want to sound like a fucking idiot, but he sort of said something like, "Unting, unting dong," like, fuck, man, I'm an idiot. But he turned around to his mate and he had a word to his mate and he said something along the lines of what I would assume to say, "Hey, brother, I've completely fucked this dude's watch up. What the fuck do I do?" To which the other guy replies in, you know, the same language. I would say that he said, "I don't know, brother. Just put the fucking thing back together and take the money." So he puts the watch back together. He takes one piece out. Like, there was one piece that he fucking took out. And he never put it back in the watch. So that was when I knew. And I just looked at this dude and I looked at my mum. And my mum looked at me and she did the ultimate, "I'm very sorry, son. I'm sorry." She just looked at me like, excuse me. Look at the fucking smoke. Like, I went for a walk before and the smoke's just fucking my lungs up. But she looked at me like she knew. She knew my watch was never going to be the same again. So she said, "Okay." And the guy puts the watch back on. I look at the watch. The watch is completely boned. There's one hand missing. There's a hand missing. Like, it just says 9. 9 nothing. Just one hand. So you got to bloody guess the minutes or whatever. And he goes, he starts typing. He goes, "Ah, see, working. And I said, "Ah, see, fucking not working, you idiot." And he goes, no, you wait. So I literally was just like, looked at my mom. I said, "Mom, you have completely fucked my watch. I'm never going to know the time ever again. Thanks, Mom." So I get the watch back. And of course, because I'm such a polite dickhead, I just was like, "Oh, thank you. Thank you so much." In my head, I'm thinking, "Fuck you." So I'm thinking, "Thank you, here." And he goes, "Oh, that's 1,000 rupiah." Like, I think he said like 5,000 rupiah. So I literally was like, "Well, I'm stuck now. Here's 5,000. To which that is what? That is $5. So my mum made me pay $5 for someone to ruin my watch. And the worst bit was my brother looked at it and he goes, "Hey, haha, guess what? You could have paid me $5 and I would have fucked your watch up for free." Well, not for free. That doesn't make any sense. But you know what I mean? The story probably sounded better in my head, to be completely honest. But I remember, and we were just talking yesterday about the watch incident. The watch incident has lived on in the family for a long time. And my beautiful, I still actually have the watch. I still have the beautiful Nike watch. You know how my mum made it better? She bought me another Balinese watch, which then proceeded to stop working as I got off the plane. So, moral of the story is here, guys, do not go to Bali and get your watch fixed, because they won't fix it. They'll just break it and it'll be just terrible. It'll just be a terrible time. So yeah, but that's becoming like a thing, in my family now. We're kind of all sitting down. We all sit down on a sad day. We just reminisce, about, you know, funny things that happened, a little bit like the old Rudolph story coming around to Christmas. And you know, when Christmas comes around, Christmas is a massive thing in my family. We love, you know, the season. I don't know. I think my mum was never a Christmassy person as a kid. I think my nan and pop weren't really too much into Christmas, but my mum has just taken it and just gone full Bublé, done the full Bublé. By full Bublé, I mean just, you know, a massive Christmas freak. And that's kind of passed on to me. So I'm a huge Christmas freak. I get really excited 1st of December. If you do set up your Christmas tree before the 1st of December, I do have questions about you. I don't know how long we can kind of celebrate Christmas for, but we tend to keep it. We do. 1st of December, tree goes up. Doesn't matter what day of the week the 1st of December is, but tree goes up 1st of December. And then tree always goes down on the 31st. That is the Christmas rules. You don't fuck with the Christmas rules. Yeah? Don't fuck with the Christmas rules. So, and my mum has this thing where if she, far out, she goes to Christmas shops. She is a psycho when I think about it. She goes to Christmas shops and she will always put her head in a Christmas tree. And she says she just opens her eyes in the Christmas tree and she'll smell the tree. Yep, she'll smell the Christmas tree because she says it smells like Christmas. What are the odds of that, eh? Smells like Christmas. Yeah, Christmas to me smells like food, but I guess Christmas could smell like a plastic pine tree. I mean, whatever floats your boat. But yeah, so funny stories from my childhood. They're always good. And I think all those experiences really shape the person you are today. Like, I look at my sense of humor now and I'm just like, yeah, this is probably because of these experiences I had as a kid. So yeah, really cool. I have been super busy this week too, because I have been playing, of course, you guys know it. I've been playing Pokemon. I have been playing Pokemon all fucking weekend and I'm not ashamed. I think I've clocked up around 15 hours already. So I've done 2 7-hour days. But there was one thing I had to kind of talk about because I loved it. I fucking love Pokemon. And if you're a casual player or whatever, if you don't care about Pokemon, you can probably turn the podcast off now. But if you do want to hear about it, because I am going to speak about probably something that has nothing to do with Pokemon, to be honest. But like, there's been a lot of hate around the Pokemon game. And it's so weird that, I feel like it's a summary of our generation, really. Like, I mean, I look at this game and you can see it up. If you're just listening to the audio, like, I've got it playing. But, you know, go have a look at any sort of YouTube video and have a look. Like, if you've seen where Pokemon's come from when I first started playing, you know, playing Pokemon Gold or whatever, to where it is now, it's, like, fucking ridiculous. Like, the game is just unbelievably awesome. The graphics are crazy. It's everything you could want. But, and this is where the but comes in, this is where I think we are just a very spoiled generation. If you gave this game to any kid maybe 5 years ago, it would be the greatest thing ever. But suddenly, because it's 2019 and everything looks amazing, there are people whinging about how it's like cartoony and how it's not big enough and how there's just so many people whinging about the game. Like, when you look at the game, I wouldn't have even comprehended something like this to even exist when I was a kid. So I'm stoked. It doesn't matter what anyone can tell me. I'm fucking stoked. But some people are just so spoiled. Like, we're spoiled with like games like COD and FIFA. Like, it has to be more and more realistic. Like, there's got to be a part where we go, okay, it can't be like real life. It can't look like real life. Because if it looks like real life, it just defeats the purpose of it being a game. Like, the whole point of it is for it to not be real. And people are just going on and saying how, and even down to like, I think a lot of people are knocking this game out in about, you know, 14, 15 hours. Like, if you play 14 or 15 hours of any game, usually you'll finish, except unless it's like GTA or like Skyrim, where it just keeps going like on and on and on. But man, there are some Pokemon pussies out there, dude. Like, it's fucked. It's so frustrating. So if you're one of those Pokemon pussies, just shut the fuck up. Just play the game, because the game is unreal. Like, think back to your 10-year-old self. If you saw this and you were like, if you looked and saw that, you'd be like, this is the best thing ever. Yeah, so I don't know. I just think we're spoiled. We're too spoiled, too bloody spoiled at the moment in time, and we need to sort of take a look, step back and be like, hey, this is sick. Like, and I think that's for everything too. Like, people look at whinging about new iPhones and stuff. Like, are you kidding me? You know, think about our first phones we got. Just shut up and think. Like, oh, man, a little rant there. We're spoiled. Stop being so spoiled. That's why the boomers hate us. We hate the boomers. Just a constant war. It's like left and right and bloody boomers versus fucking millennials, and everyone's just fighting with each other. Just everyone needs to take a fucking chill pill. Anyway, I think I'm cracking the time. Yeah, I think my thing over there says bloody, my thing over there says 26 minutes. So I feel like that's enough. That's enough of me talking. You know what it is, guys. I don't need to tell you anymore. I don't need to tell you anymore. We got this. Life's good. You know, shit's happening. You know, there's fires on, but we're all going to band together. We're banding together and we're going to help each other out, because I think at the end of the day, you know, we're at a point in life where you don't need to compete for things. No one needs to compete. There's enough food on the table for everybody. We need to help each other more. Like, there's too much of an attitude of like, fuck that guy, I need this, I need, like, man, give out some shit. Like, just be a nice human. There's too much shit going on that has nothing to do with people for us to be dicks. So, you know, go help someone. You know, if your mate needs some help, maybe if your friends don't have air conditioning and you do, fucking get them around for a beer or something and take them out of the heat. If you've got a pool, you know, invite your mates over for a swim, cool them down. I don't know, just be nice to each other and do what you want. You know, that was one thing I'm running against the clock side because I think that says 28 minutes. Uh-oh. But one thing I have to just... You know what? No, I'm going to save this for another podcast where I'm feeling inspired. I'm feeling inspired today, but I want to go back to Pokemon. So, you know how it is. You know how it is, Hermits. Have a bloody good week. We've got a couple podcasts scheduled in with a couple more guests coming up. So I'm really excited about those. This week's been a bit quiet because I've been a bit lazy. Actually, that's a lie. I've just been preoccupied. So the podcast isn't going anywhere, guys. You don't have to stress, all five of you. Anyway, guys, have a fantastic week. Tell your mum you love her. Just tell your dad he's a good bloke and hug your brother or sister. Do it. Just make sure people know you love them, because I feel like at this point in time, that's important. Anyway, guys, peace out. Do your thing. Be nice. G up. Whatever you want. Yeah. Wholesome. Catch you.